Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Just going to go ahead and get right down to the brass tacks here today. Charlie Kirk has been shot. I was over in a live debate on X, and as soon as I got out of it, ended up seeing that Charlie had been shot in the neck over inside of Ohio at a Turning Points event. Same thing that you always see him doing, sitting over at a college, very conservative college. And out of nowhere, he got shot. And he got shot right in the neck. I don't know if he's alive or not right now. Attempting to confirm that and get the information. And so we are going to be hanging out here together as that information comes in so that you guys have that when it comes out. I can't show you the video of him being shot, but I assure you he was shot. To me, it very much seems like it was a fatal wound. I could be wrong. If not, the man's going to have a lot of damage for a very long time. If he ever walks again, I would be surprised. But it was a through and through. It looks like it hit him in the side of the neck here as he was sitting down and ended up coming out the opposite side. To me, it looks like it maybe had CNS separation. I'm going to play for you guys some of the audio. I can't put this video up on the screen, but I can play for you guys the audio. I want you to just go ahead and listen.
Counting or not counting gang violence.
Oh my God.
So the sound of that video definitely sounds like somebody at a great distance ended up pulling the shot. I did hear that they do have somebody in custody for this. Oh, Utah. I'm sorry. Utah. What did I say? Ohio? I'm sorry. I was getting it up here pretty quick. Utah, not Ohio. Excuse me. Utah. I'm going to correct that right now. Utah. Apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Utah, not Ohio. Excuse me. Utah, not Ohio. It's now updated. The shot definitely sounds like it came from a great distance. I'm going to play that sound one more time for you guys. This is the event. I'm going to pull it off the screen right before it ends up coming down.
Go, run, run.
Let me get this back up over here.
Counting or not counting gang violence.
Obviously, because of YouTube, I can't show you guys that video. And it looks like two students have been shot at a Denver high school, according to Kodak as well. That to me sounds like a long range shot. And you look at the people in the crowd and how they react once that shot ended up coming in, certainly appears as if it was a longer range shot. Everybody is definitely snapping their heads off and to the right. Guys will have to excuse me. This is, I don't want to use the term, I don't want to use the term triggering, but it definitely has that that feeling to it. Estimated 200 yards away, somebody's saying. So here's what I want you guys to do as this information comes out. Obviously, I cannot. Yeah, I did hear it was an old white guy. Oh, crap. All right. So Fox News is now reporting that he died in the hospital. This is sad, man. He's dead. Fox News has reported he died. I don't even know where to begin. This man didn't hurt anybody ever. Ever. I'm going to open up the Discord for you guys. There's no point in me putting it up there. I can go find the suspect information, I'm sure. No problem. He's got a wife and kids. If you guys are just joining us, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at a Turning Points event at a college over in Utah. shooter was at a distance away. He was shot in the neck. Looks like it probably, honestly, severed his spine from the video. Hopefully he didn't feel very much. This is sad. This is just not called for. This man has never done anything wrong in his entire life that I'm aware of. I'm not aware of him. I'm not aware of anything wrong that he has said as he sat up there. It's him, his wife, his children. Somebody decided to take his life today. Why? This is not okay. I'm going to open up the Discord for you guys. I know there's going to be people that have something they want to say. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up for you guys. Dude, what the hell, man? Yeah, BB. BB.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm in stealth space, and they said for the last 10 minutes that he's currently stable.
Yeah, Fox News just reported he died at the hospital.
No, but as I'm still saying, they're still saying that.
Yeah, I don't trust stealth to save my life, and there's a reason I don't go under spaces anymore.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, that's fair enough, dude.
Matt, I'm on Fox News website, and the last update dates they posted is condition unknown. He's hospitalized, condition unknown. 46 minutes ago.
Was it put out on a live session then? Because I just got it published in a news feed that said he's dead.
I have not seen any confirmed dead.
All right, give me 1 sec here.
Posts. That's why I just jumped on to try to make sure that.
That's Israeli Pulse News just said Fox News stated he's dead.
Yeah, but I don't see where Fox News. I'm on Fox News' website directly.
Yeah, I'm over there right now too. That to me looked like a fatal shot.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Yeah, I mean,
very well did.
I've seen fatal shots.
So
that isn't.
Yeah, I know fatal. People end up making it. So, right. So I'm asking him. I just wrote him. Said where did they state that? It might have been on a live session. Could have missed it. Let me see if I can open it up over here, because if they did state that, I mean, I obviously want to know about it. Opening it up right now.
So the other thing as well, Matt, they say they've got the old guy, the guy that was wearing like the kind of denim.
Yeah, I sent you, I DM'd you the suspect.
Why haven't they already shown the weapon in suspect? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, the suspect they have, and he literally sitting there saying, "I have the right to remain silent. I have the right to remain silent. I will say something."
Where did you DM me that?
You want me to send it on X?
Yeah, send it over there, because Signal won't. Yes. Well, I have the video of him being shot, and I'm not obviously going to play that.
No, I sent the actual video of the suspect.
Someone's just put a screenshot, Matt, in the live with us.
Yeah, send me.
And it's a freeze frame of the entry wound.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
Yeah, but you don't know that. That could be a blood splatter. Like, you don't know that. It's a blurred distance freeze frame. I've seen that.
I'm telling you, bro. You can go through the video yourself, and you'll see where his neck goes down, then it comes back up, and it's got a hole in it.
I know. I'm not saying it isn't. It doesn't mean anything. Me is more concerned that it's. I don't like. Everybody has got to. Me more concerned is probably a spinal separation. The way he went limp. Like, it doesn't mean that he's dead, but the way he went limp is more, like, I'm looking at it from the combat medic perspective.
He went stiff, though. His arm
went
stiff.
Yeah, that's it. That's literally what I just said.
Yeah, it's spinal separation.
That's
going limp and stiff are completely different things.
Well, maybe in the UK and the America, but I mean, limp
being stiff is where your muscles are contracted. Being relaxed is where your muscles are, you know what I mean? They're completely different. So he tenses up. He gets hit in the neck, and his whole upper body tenses up. His forearms tense up, so they're 90 degrees. They go boom up towards his chest.
All right, everybody, be quiet. I've got the suspect video here, please. That's him. Sorry, go ahead, guys. That's the suspect up on your screen saying, "I have the right to remain silent." That's being reported as
a
suspect.
Here's another video of a suspect being taken out on cuffs, being drug out. Here's another video I just sent to you directly in DM on X.
Okay.
You can hear him as well, Matt, say, "I have the right to my attorney."
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and open this video up. Are you guys able to see that in the Discord, or do you need me to share it? I can share it. Give me a sec. And turn my video off so you guys can see it.
Multiple people shot in Evergreen High School in Jefferson County, Colorado.
I'm opening it right
Colorado.
Now. All right, opening it right now.
This is the guy that shot him?
They're not going to bring it with them.
Yep, so that's the suspect being drug out. That's what that was, gentlemen.
There's another shooting right now, Matt, live. There's a shooting in Colorado in a high school. Multiple people shot in Evergreen High School in Jefferson County, Colorado.
Of course it's in Jeffco. All right. That doesn't surprise me. I'm trying to confirm. I'll go over there in just a minute. I'm trying to confirm to make sure he is either alive or dead, because I just stated on air because of bad reporting.
Yeah, it's a good thing that it's live. And
yeah, so I'm correcting it. I'm
scraping anything I can find, and I don't see
a credible
source of him actually.
Anybody saying that? Really, I don't see it. Fox News saying he's been killed. I don't see that. A report from Fox Memphis 15 minutes ago. Conservative activist Charlie Kirk shot at Utah college event. Charlie Kirk, founder of conservative youth movement Turning Point, was shot Wednesday at an event at Utah College, confirming he was shot, and we were praying for Charlie. Obviously, we see him talking, and he ends up taking a round to his neck. He was speaking at a debate by his nonprofit political organization. The event had been met in divided opinions on campus, online petition calling for university administrators. College said a single shot had been fired at Kirk, and a suspect was in custody. President Donald Trump and host of Republican and Democratic elected officials decried the shooting and offered prayers for Kirk on social media. Yep. I'm not seeing anything. I conducted a look to see if he was in fact dead. I don't see it. So I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for stating he was dead. But it's not showing it. I don't see it anywhere that he's dead. Maybe on social media they're saying it. Maybe somebody made a false headline and that's why that ended up getting reported that way. I don't see it being reported anywhere that he's been killed.
Fox is live. I'm going to try to see what they're saying live, but
where is that feed? I'll put that feed up if you've got it.
Yeah, let me see. Why is it not playing? Sign into TV provider. Are you serious? Hold on. There it is.
I mean, I was looking for it myself, and I didn't see them with anything on it. And now we have that shooting.
Send it to you on X. You want me to send you the link on X?
Yep. Right, very curious to hear what they're getting, because they likely got people over there, like their local news affiliates, that are going to have that. So let's go ahead and get
that. It's literally just the Fox News website main page. If you click the live feed, that's their feed that they're live right now. I'm just going to mute it here so I don't over mic it.
But it doesn't look like there was a whole
lot. It's up.
I wish to know more weapon and all that stuff.
It's up.
Like,
I got the feed up.
Sounds to me like a single 556.
I got the feed up.
that you have to really overplan events like this and then hope that things go better than what you planned for.
You know, I know we talked to Tommy Lahren earlier, and she was saying that at certain college events that she does, and she's done many of these alongside Charlie Kirk over the years, as they were coming up in this, conservative speaker industry, for lack of a better word, over the last couple of decades, that there was security on a lot of campuses. But it seems that, you know, at this one, perhaps they felt it wasn't necessary. And on the left-hand side of your screen is one of these debates, the Prove Me Wrong debates that Charlie Kirk has become famous for.
Yeah, I don't hear a dang word out of them saying that he's been killed. Like, none. They would have said that by now. They still say we all must pray for him. They're not saying pray for the family, so it doesn't seem like he's been killed. He's just been shot. But it was a serious wound. It might be fatal. He was shot directly in the neck. So, no confirmed death. Don't spread rumors. Pray. That's exactly what I just said. He's not confirmed dead. It was an extreme shot that he took to the neck. That's why we came over here to confirm it, because I just saw that somebody, who should be reputable, said that Fox News stated that. Stated who said it. It was Israeli Pulse News had stated that Fox News had reported him dead. That's not true. He's not dead as of now that we are aware of. So I apologize for bringing that up earlier. I'll make sure I end up trimming that part out. That's not something that should be put out. Man is still alive for all intents and purposes. Sorry, Texas. You still there, man?
Yes, Matt. I sent you a video. Please review it before you post. Oh, you probably can't even share this, but you should just view it and tell me if you think this is already AI edited or this is an actual real
video. No, that's video. I've seen that. That was a real video. That's a real video. That's
so
the one I saw.
Blood, that mm-hmm. actual blood is real?
Yeah, it's an arterial strike.
Yeah, I know, but like, just I was just asking because I saw from another angle it didn't look like that. It's just, again, because, again, it's another angle. So if that's a real video, that's a very...
That's why I said it appears to be a serious, potentially fatal wound.
It was a very bad day.
Right. I can't put that up on the screen or play it, but that is not AI. That is very real. And I'm not going to discuss why I think it is a certain way, but because I don't want to get in the graphicness of it or anything like that.
Okay, so I do the longer form video a bit. Do you see him once he goes live, like his hand does move up towards his neck, so he's trying to grab. So right. I don't think it was
severed to CNS.
Instant fatal. Yeah, I don't think so, because he went live for a second from the shock of it or whatever, and then you do see his hand start moving up towards his neck where it was bleeding.
Well, so, he had no blood in his head. Like, he just passed out. Like, it was quick. So
yeah.
That's the shock of hitting and him going up to grab it, can't do it, and his body is like locked up tight and he just goes down. And Danny Golan straight for the jugular.
What do you think of the weapon based off the, I know they haven't, what do you estimate based off, I we all know that it's definitely not a pistol round.
It's not a pistol round. That's a rifle shot. Distance, I don't know. I mean, that's a pretty big wound though. I think it's 7.62 or greater, to be honest. I don't think that was 5.56. I could be
wrong.
Didn't
sound that, unless it's suppressed.
It's hard on a video. Yeah, but it's on a video.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's on video. You don't know where the mic phone. Is actually recording it, the distance right. of the recording device to the actual
right.
shot.
So,
it's very tricky to know that, but yeah.
Right, and that's just the thing is, like, I don't... It's hard to tell because the mics. It's hard to tell because of the distance. I mean, you can clearly tell it was at a distance when it ended up hitting. You actually hear the round crack as it's hitting them. And followed by the gunshot in that video you sent. That's what I heard the first time when we were speaking over the phone when we first heard this happened. That's what I heard. So for sure it's at a distance. But that large of a whack, that's what I'm thinking. Because everybody's turning their heads to the right. So I'm not sure if the shooter was off to the, you know, as you're viewing from the crowd, the right side of the stage, because that's definitely the direction people were turning their heads as they view him. And so if that was the entry wound going in there, that's a big bore.
I think people are turning to the right side of the stage because that's where the echo came from, because that's where the building, if you look at that big campus building, so I just think that was the echo.
Okay.
Again, I don't. I'm looking at that the way he goes limp down.
I was thinking he got shot originally from like his right here.
Yes.
And
yes,
that this
right.
is exit.
So the left side of the screen. Dude, that's what I was thinking too. That's what it looks like. The impact was from a higher angle down on the neck towards the lower side of the on the neck on the left side. That's what it looks to me. I might be wrong, but if I'm not wrong, that it, so I'm just looking at the way it looks like the bigger wound is lower part of the neck. And the other wound, if it's an exit or an entry, it looks like he's falling up this way. So it would almost sound like if that was the entry wound, it would come from the ground, the shot, like from somebody laying. Like, that doesn't make sense. I think it was from his right on a higher angle coming down on his right side of his neck and exited on the left side on the lower part of his neck.
Yeah, I really
it's
don't.
All wanna... assumptions. Yes, we are.
I really don't.
Based off the footage and the videos that we are seeing right now, there is no physical statement of where the shooter was, or there's no video of it yet. So we're all sitting here trying to figure out what we do know based off the video. So I was just replying to a comment in the.
And this is the guy that did
over
it.
There.
And this is the guy that did it. This is the old man that they ended up, excuse me, this is the suspect that they ended up detaining. So, can't say necessarily this is the guy that did it, but he's the one that got arrested. What the hell is wrong with people, man? You know what I'm going to do?
His last words on the video was gang violence, and then he got shot.
Yeah. Then he got shot.
Picked up the mic. He said, the last two words is gang violence, and he stopped the word. After the word violence, the shot rang out, and he went limp.
So for speaking about violence, this man decided it'd be a good idea to do that. That's so screwed up, it's not even funny. Hold on. I just got sent something, so I got to go over and see what it is. Yep. Yep.
Okay, there's a breaking news right now from the Kyiv Post, but I don't know how they know that Charlie Kirk has died.
The Kyiv Post is reporting Charlie Kirk died?
Yeah, on X. But again, I don't know where the source is from. Is a confirmation of this? So somebody asked if there's a confirmation, and Grok says no, the claim that Charlie Kirk's died is
confirmed
from multiple sources.
Grok,
so Grok
is Grok.
Is going based off what
Grok,
he knows.
Grok,
yeah.
So Grok just goes and pulls stuff from like en masse.
But people are saying the source is trust me, bro. So
yeah,
stop. Not confirmed. People are saying that, but again, this is another
It's one of the, it could also be one of the things that came out. So
yeah, like some another source that heard it, like the same source that you heard, and then they just post and make a post. That's why.
Yeah.
Doing it live, you can actually go back and forth of the information that we're seeing.
Yep. All right. So I'm going to go through some of these super chats while I got everybody sitting here. Just blow his profile picture up as I go through these. Just Cause says, at the fire department today, me and the other medics didn't think it was a good outcome. They're praying. Operator Zitra, this is what the Democratic Party has turned into. Dan Heaton, Matt, the school has... reported shot was taken at 200 yards. I saw somebody report it was actually at 167, to be precise. 3%er says he's pissed. Taras, the number of people who think they can or they have to save the country with a gunshot is too many. I agree. A.D. Williams, becoming a brand new true supporter. Eli Johansson, all he ever did was speak the truth. Right. God forbid you open your mouth and stand up to morons today. Kyle Cox, Matt, I'm not 100% seriously done with these people. It's time for change. I'm sick. I've seen good men get hurt because of these mentally ill people. Chris Baca, saw the close-up through and through. Unless his security on site were combat medic trained, I don't see him walking away from it. Yep. Encrypt Lake, So at what point do we start fighting back? They're killing us, shooting at us, and we are sitting here, and it's rolling in his grave. Yeah, you know, the issue is the way that they have. You want to know my you know what? This is my personal opinion on that. People need to actually start speaking up, because what they started doing was taking away American culture, and they started just inflaming everything that we say. Truth be damned. They are willing to inflame every single thing that we say and twist it in order to make us look like we are some sort of freaking nut jobs, when all we are doing is saying the truth. I was just inside that debate the other day. Oh, you're calling Muhammad a pedophile. I said, listen, I don't care what you think. Anybody that has sex with a 9-year-old is a pedophile. And then I asked the person that accused me of that, do you think they came back and said, yeah, I would agree with that statement. But no, they want to sit there and they want to try to like blame you and shame you for your beliefs. And that's just garbage. Pick. Asking if we can say a prayer. Yeah. Danny, looks like that went straight through for the jugular. People almost never recover from that. Agreed. Matt Bordson, doubtful he survives. It's a shame. Got people asking to take a moment of silence. Rank scrub, not a lot of public figures being gunned down in Canada with our strict gun laws here. Yeah, but all your churches are being burned down. How's that feel? Last time I checked, all you guys' churches are being burned down. We have a little bit different of a belief here in the United States of America.
Speaking of Canada, the government and the local police department over there advise the citizens to not resist the robbers when they rob your property. So
yeah, that was the other thing.
Survive it.
That's your best chance of survival, is just listen to the people that enter your home and wish to do you harm. Nachama Gluck. I've been on the brink of death and came back from it. Humans are both weirdly fragile, but also insanely resilient. That is true. I'm not naive. While it looks extremely grim, we don't know anything until we know. Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I've seen some people survive some pretty insane stuff. Like, most of the time, it's people that that you're just like, why is this person alive? You know, like, why did this individual end up surviving versus the other? It's weird, man. Carrie Thompson says, I was upset about the Ukrainian girl. This is too much. Yep, I tend to agree with you on that one, my friend. I'm going to listen in real quick just to see what they're saying.
1,000 people, if I had to guess. I was there earlier. I had traded text messages with Charlie Kirk. Excited that he was coming, hoping to see him beforehand. Thought maybe we could see him afterwards because, you know, he's got his hands full of things he's got to do. He started right on time at noon, came out, started throwing hats out in the crowd. Everybody was cheering and yelling. First person, as Charlie does, people come up to a microphone really close and they ask a question. And he got into a dialogue about religion. And Charlie went out of his way to say, look, you know, we're a predominantly LDS, or members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, if you will. And he said, look, I'm not here to argue religion. I'm here to talk to you about your spiritual journey. We may disagree on some things, but I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe he's our Savior. And the crowd loved that. I mean, he really relates to members of my church that are there in that community. Then the second question came up. And the second person, about 20 minutes after the hour, came up and he started to ask a question about, do you know, Charlie, how many, and I'm paraphrasing, how many people are killed in mass shootings by transgenders and people that are engaged in transgender? And as that dialogue started, one shot, I was watching Charlie. In this video that you're seeing, I'm kind of off to Charlie's right up on that second balcony. And I could see Charlie immediately fall back into his left. And the crowd hit the ground and started screaming. And then people started running. My focus turned to my family and making sure they're okay.
So I want to go over and I want to confirm something that I just got. You still with us over there in the Discord? I'm going to take that.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to look to see if this is up right now. I don't know if that's true. Somebody sent me a text. Tim Pool, sources tell me Charlie is stable. Please, God, I received a call from a trustworthy source who told me this. I want to believe, and I'm hoping. So, allegedly, Tim Pool ended up putting that out. I'm double-checking. Nick Sorter ended up putting out, Charlie Kirk is reportedly stabilizing, but in critical condition after being shot. Yeah, Tim Pool did say that. So, Tim Pool said that sources are telling him that Charlie Kirk is stable, and he received a call from a trustworthy source who had told him that. Haven't seen anything new or updated from that other than Nick Sorter coming out and putting out the same thing. Yeah. So, AP is reporting that he is alive and in critical condition. There you go. Still moving. This is insane. Co-founder. Yep. I mean, we all know. There's nothing really more to say about that. They've got a map of where it ended up taking place, where it went down at, south of Salt Lake City. Aftermath of the event. I don't know what else to say about this other than it's just really screwed up, man. It's so screwed up. Still there, Texas?
Yeah. I'm literally just trying. I have six pages open, six screens open right now.
Yep.
And I am just trying to see any, if there will be any, a local or federal or any statements, because I want to know weapon and I want to know where that shooter was. I've been trying to look at the map to see where he was being drugged from, but apparently this is the shooting in Colorado is also pretty big because the ATF and everybody's responding there too, so I can just keep seeing both. I'm trying not to see about Colorado,
man,
right now, but it's just...
Oh. I just got told that suspect is from Canada.
No.
Toronto.
Really?
Unless there's a Toronto in the United States, so I'm unaware.
New update from Associated Press. Charlie Kirk is alive in critical condition.
Yep. So he's still moving, which is good. See what Cletus has to say about this. If you're still hanging out in here, you guys following updates on Charlie Kirk. Cletus, what you got, brother?
Two things. Right about 3:20 or 3:25, it was reported on Fox that the shot, Jason Chaffetz said it sounded like it came from behind him off at a distance. And okay. Then someone else said it sounded like it came from a building. And if you look at the videos, you can see where he's at and the buildings and the, like, the way we're talking coming to his right. There are buildings that would be at that angle,
mm-hmm.
To where it came from. But even Jason Chaffetz said that, and he was standing right there when it happened, as you had on your, And one other thing I want to say, you know, people like us that were in the military and in law enforcement, I got to watch my language. How long have we been saying that stuff like this was going to start happening and it was going to get bad? We've been saying this since freaking Barack Obama.
Right.
Haven't we? We've all been saying this. And no, we're too old. We're boomers. We got PTSD. We don't know what we're talking about. But yet these people, I just got into with a dude on Twitter who's basically like, no, go to your politicians. Have a parade. Do a protest. How has that worked? How did that work for Glenn Beck and the Tea Party in 08 and 09? Not a thing happened, did it? No.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying go with violence. Absolutely not. But to the women and the men, like you have said numerous times, dude, I've said over the years, you need to start protecting yourself medically and the other way. I don't know if I should say it or not, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's here. Look, just in the past 3 months, look at this crap that is going on in our country. Dude, it's almost like I feel like, well, maybe I should go back to Afghanistan, Iraq. Would I be safer there? Because of these whack nut jobs who want to take people out like you and me, Matt.
Right. It's not okay. I don't know what the hell is wrong just for people being able to speak and say what they want to say in this country, for them to just randomly get shot in the head, to me is freaking insane. Absolutely insane. And if that's true, the suspect was in fact a foreigner from Canada, that's even worse. I mean, you literally traveled all the way over here to do it.
I'll go.
I sent you a screenshot from another statement. Apparently, the statement by Utah Valley University sent to U.S. media, including News Times, about 12:20, shots fired from a building about 200 yards from the speaker.
Texas.
The best of the knowledge. Yeah.
I'll go because I know there's probably people that want to say things, but I think if you're the praying type, we need to really pray for our country. And people really need to start protecting themselves, protecting their wives, daughters, whoever. Because this is getting way out of hand, dude. Too much.
Texas, I got sent a new angle by somebody.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, take care, bud. If this video is real, because I do believe it is real, the round entered in here. Up above his ear. So he was hit right here above his ear. And then it looks like it actually came out down over here.
Yeah. But that's what I was thinking. For sure. Well, from the videos that I was able to see, I didn't see above the ear, but I was seeing it at a high angle coming downwards from the left.
Yeah. I'm going to send you this. This is a still frame from it. I slowed the video down. It's a real video.
All right. Okay.
Give me a second. I want to send this over to you so you can look at it as well, and then I'm going to send you the link to the actual thing. Should be coming to you on Signal. And I'm going to go, thank you, sir, for sharing me that link. I'm just not going to use your name because people are crazy. I'm going to send you this video as well for you to watch and analyze. Well,
so I have a hard time with this shot, though, because I have a frame here of his left, of Charlie's left, zoomed out, and you can see the building and the crowd that's to his right, and behind him there's just a building.
Here's what I'm not going to do on this live session. Here's what I'm not going to do on this live session is do what we did with the Trump thing, where I'm pulling up different angles and saying the shooter was probably here and this ended up going here. We heard elevated position from a building. The video I sent ends up aligning with that, where it ended up going in there and then it ended up going out underneath, it looks like through his neck. So above ear, down and below the neck. That's what we know. Elevated position, different place. I don't want to dig into... like possible building or location. I don't want to get into that, man. I really don't. That's just not what I'm going to do right now. I don't know how else to say that. Other people want to do that. You guys are more than welcome to. I'm just not going to personally dig in and start doing that right now. So if you guys have any actual information, things like that, like feel free to send it out. I just got sent somebody's profile, and I'm not sure if this is actually the guy that did it. So I got to see if he put anything on it. Let me compare photos because somebody already just sent me. I might have ID'd the shooter, thanks to you guys. You see if I can get it up on the screen. Give me a sec. I want to at least match this guy, but it what was just sent to me certainly looks like him. Wow. What did I end up doing with that thing of the freaking suspect's face? I know I had it up on the screen. There it is. I don't think this is the same guy. I mean, it looks close. Don't get me wrong. I know you guys can't see what I'm doing. I've got to double check, to be honest. Before I put this man's face up on the screen and say, this is your shooter, it doesn't appear to be the same guy. I mean, maybe it is. He's a little bit older, hair lines up, things like that. I'm not going to name somebody for this like that. I don't think it's the same guy. Head goes up wrong. I mean, it's close. Don't get me wrong. It definitely seems like it could be, but I'm going to wait for them to drop his name. I'm not going to come out with that one. So whoever sent that to me, it is a close match, but I'm not going to put it out. Looks slightly different there. Yep. That's weird. This is what the Middle East Observer is reporting. Middle East Observer is saying Charlie Kirk shooter is Michael Mallinson, a Democratic Party member in Utah. I don't think that's him. I had his profile just sent to me over on X. I don't think that's him. And Middle East Observer, I can't remember if they're reliable or not, to be perfectly honest with you. Man, that's a tough one, dude. Are you seeing anything of anybody saying that this is 100% who the suspect is? I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go ahead and bring up.
I'm Yoda. Stuck on a,
you're okay.
A video.
I'm going to cycle through some guys and have you guys start giving your comments and stuff like that.
Yeah, do that. I'm stuck on a video here.
All right.
What's up, Matt? So I'm going to take it. This was probably a long rifle used in this shooting.
I believe
so. If you guys are stating 200 meters, 200 yards. Well, this is, in my opinion, it's just going to give the Democrats more agendas to try pushing rifle, taking weapons away. It's ridiculous. And I feel like the reason why a lot of these things are happening too is to help the Democrats push their agenda of taking firearms away in the United States. Yes, it's sad that Charlie got shot. I'm a big Charlie Kirk supporter. I've been to one of his events. He is a great soft-spoken human. He speaks nothing but the truth. The radical left agenda is nuts, straight up through and through. I was on the Fox News when this broke, and there was people praising the guy that shot Charlie. Praising this guy. How sick in the head do you have to be to praise somebody that shoots a man just because he speaks out against what you believe?
Yeah.
How sick do you got to be?
Okay, so the guy, so this just got put out. So a lot of you guys bear with me on this, but the suspect that everybody looked at and said, this is the guy, they're now reporting that that's not the suspect, that they don't believe he was the shooter. So throwing that out there, but how sick do you have to be? Very, very sick.
The guy screaming, I have the right to remain silent and I need my lawyer or something, I have the right to a lawyer, is not the shooter?
Yeah, that's what people are saying. So, I've been past somebody's social media profile from Toronto, looks similar to the guy. There's also something else that's floating around on social media right now that makes it appear as if the shooter was also trans. Yeah, that's what they're stating. But again, I haven't seen anything credible from that. They're so still reporting him. It's not, hasn't been confirmed, so we're not even going to go there right now. They said he's still in critical condition. So I'm just saying that people are reporting it as such, and that is not confirmed. There's like a bunch of people that are saying this is exactly who the shooter was, but nobody's like, everybody's really quick to pass around the information and say this is exactly who it was. But what it's not stating is why they know that, where that source is coming from, where that information is coming from. They're blaming it on a guy from Toronto. And also, like, I've been sent several pictures of guys from Toronto all claiming that this is the guy, and none of them appear anything like it. And then I just got one sent to me saying that this is a trans guy. And again, none of that crap's been confirmed as far as I know. I haven't seen it confirmed yet.
And Matt, when I was watching, because I was watching the UVM, I watch all of Charlie Kirk's lives, every single one. When he goes out and does these, I watch them. The person that came up to the mic started talking about the transgender mass shootings. And the minute that Charlie started speaking back on this, I feel like somebody was waiting. To me, that sounds like a cue. Like, sounds like a cue to me. Because the minute he started speaking back on this is when that shot rang out. It's right when all the transgender mass shootings have been brought up.
State that again, man. You sound really broken, and I'm reading other things at the same time. I'm screening a lot of stuff.
When Charlie Kirk got shot, a trans, I would say, activist supporter came up to the mic and started talking to him about all the trans shootings, all the mass shootings, the last 9 mass shootings that have been trans or genderqueer, whatever they want to call themselves. I feel like that was a cue, because the minute Charlie Kirk started speaking, his head went down first, and then it came back up.
Yeah, he bent down to pick up a mic.
Yeah, and that's when that shot rang out.
Are you sure that's what was being said?
Yes. Oh. I was watching the live. It was right when he started talking about the trans
no,
shooting.
No, this is not, like, he answered the question, he picked up the mic, he answered the question, and he was quiet after he answered the question. He was starting to put the mic back down is when he got shot. He got shot with the mic still in the hand.
Correct.
He finished his statement. He actually answered, the last words was gang violence. That's the last two words, he answered the question. So it wasn't like as he started speaking, he answered the question. Like, that's really, like, real speculating that you're going to start making a connection of something that was a cue when somebody asked the question.
Right.
That's just real speculation.
Yeah, and I didn't hear that. But if that's, he says he was watching it live, that's his personal testimony from what he heard before it went off. I didn't hear the question, though, from any of the angles. And obviously, live feed had been pulled down. So I can't
Matt,
go back.
The angle that you sent me, the right side angle, mm-hmm. has the question before he gets shot. It actually has the person asking the question.
What's it state? I can't hear it because I'm doing this. Because I can't obviously watch it on the computer.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm going to play
go
it again
listen to
and then
it.
I'll come back. Let me go mute
my Appreciate show. It. 1 second. All right, so while he's looking at that, yeah, I mean, we're listening. And lots of people are now dropping their videos of exactly what happened. So all those, there's going to be plenty of angles and stuff like that comes out. He hasn't been confirmed dead at this point. Hasn't happened yet. I'm going to play an old Charlie Kirk video.
Well, Hamas is doing wrong, but that's not okay for what Israel is doing to the Palestinians.
What is Israel doing exactly? Tell me in detail. Where is it happening?
Crimes, just,
war crimes, really? How?
What do you mean, how? They're killing little kids, man.
Well, hold on. I'm not killing sure kids. You mean they drop leaflets before
everybody?
Yeah, you just came back in and started talking over video. Go ahead. What's it say?
I don't think it has audio. It has the person asking the question and it has the camera, but I can't get audio on it, the one that you sent me. But I might have to open it on another device because this one. I'm
okay, I'll just play this and I'll just play this and mute, and then I'm gonna play this next video for like another minute and a half. So, just FYI, this is gonna be a video playing.
They bomb in Gaza. They warn civilian corridors before they ever engage militarily. They do emergency medical procedures for any person in Gaza that might need it. Do you understand what's actually...
They're doing good, but it's okay for them to do bad then.
It's called war, okay? And in war, sometimes bad things happen. Who started this? It's not a war crime. Throwing around war crime is a ridiculous... You know what a war crime is? A war crime is going into kibbutzes.
Killing children is a war crime.
Going into kibbutzes, going into the Nova Music Festival, going into people's places of residences on October 7th, and putting...
Guys keep bringing up October 7th. You guys are doing
bad. Yeah, it's pretty important. If you're going to all of a sudden attack Jews on their holiest day of the interior of Israel, expect a whirlwind and don't complain about it when it comes forward.
So what's happening is that... So basically what Israel doing is bad. Hamas is doing is bad.
I'm not even contending what Israel is doing is bad.
What Israel doing isn't bad. Killing children isn't bad, is what you're saying?
Hold on a second, but you have to go instance by...
Is it or not?
Are they intentionally killing kids? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
No, they are not.
Why are there so many dead kids? Why are you okay with dead babies?
Good question. Why are there dead kids? Do you think Israel sits around and they say, how do we kill more kids in Gaza today?
I mean, so why are they killing kids then?
Exactly. Let's think. Maybe it's because Hamas uses the kids as human shields on top of their military bases. Maybe that's why. Maybe because the people of Hamas have no concern for the life of their own people.
I mean, literally the type of discussion I was having earlier. And it is really dang sad that people can get shot for that. Were you able to verify the question? I couldn't hear it.
Yes. Yes. So the question is, so how many mass shootings was there in the last 10 years? Charlie picks up the mic and he answers, counting or not counting gang violence, and pock, 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 the shot rings out.
Okay, so that was
that was it. Like, there's literally, the video shows the guy asking the question. The guy, I can play that part over my microphone. I don't know how clear it's going to be, but the guy asks, how many mass shootings has there been in the last 10 years? You know how many mass shooters that have been in the last 10 years? And he grabs the mic and he says, counting or not counting gang violence, and the shot rings off.
And that's when he got shot. So I am now hearing that this is what I got told. I'm going to research it right now, that Fox Reno 11 had misidentified the Charlie Kirk shooter. And that they're saying he's being identified by another name. Before I state that, I'm trying to just verify that real quick to see if that's up there. I don't see that being put out by any reputable agencies. I'm going to try to take certain parts of this name out to see if that doesn't pull it up. There is people that are claiming who this person is, but...
So I just got a video. I don't know if you've seen it. The video of the actual Charlie being dragged into the black SUV by his detail.
I haven't seen that
and
yet.
And being taken off. So that video, there is a tech medic with them. There's a tech medic chasing that with a bag. And there's two guys that have open IFACs on their belts. So I'm going to say that he was in good hands from the second that they had hands on him way before. They didn't even wait for an ambulance. He was loaded up into a Suburban or one of those Tahoes or something.
Yep. And that makes a huge difference.
I'll send you that
video. That makes a huge 100%. Difference. I don't need to see it. That makes a huge difference. The fact that they had IFACs and stuff like that open up, he got immediate medical care. So now we're actually learning something more. So after the shot actually went in, entered him, came out the other side, he obviously had people move in and provide emergency aid. And then rush him off the scene to get him out of there. And that's huge. That matters a lot. Like his time getting from, you said you were a medic, right, man? So
yes.
Like, and with a wound like that,
wound like that, the only way anybody survives that kind of blood loss is immediate wound packing. And I am going to say the way these guys are moving, they had cops with guns drawn, holding security around them. There's, three, four, six, seven guys loading him into an SUV. One dude has an open IFAC hanging on the back of it. You can see the yellow reflector. There's another dude chasing down with an open big red EMT bag. They did obviously have equipment on the spot right there. So I'm going to say if these guys are properly trained, former guys, they are moving with the doors open still in the SUV once he was loaded. They probably were plugging and treating him on the way to the hospital. So if they could stop that bleeding, nobody's going to sit here and say that it's going to be if any good news comes out of this, that it's going to be Charlie's going to be speaking tomorrow at a live conference. He'll be fine. But if there's any chance of surviving such a fatal shot, it's by having guys with immediate care. That's why you know how important it is on the battlefield. The same thing. The dude next to you can literally save your life, even if he doesn't have the full hospital tools.
Well, as long as you can plug those holes and get him to stop really quick. Like I said, it looked like there was some arterial bleeding, but I don't think a lot of people understand that. I've seen combat guys do some freaking wonders with their arterial bleeds, man. Like
quick
you put
lot,
enough,
maybe quick lot.
Yep, you end up shoving it in there and just putting a bunch of pressure on it, and you can stop it, believe it or not. That is obviously not a place you can put a tourniquet.
You can't put a tourniquet on it, but I would definitely that's something that I've stopped severe arterial bleeding with a lot of quick lot and really tight wrapping. So.
Yeah, people think it can't be done. I got another video of the suspect that just got sent to me. So I'm going to try to get that out here. This is a new one that I haven't seen and or heard yet. So I'm going to get that up. Apparently, he's walking away just screaming at everybody to shoot him or something. So, but again, a lot of information, like misinformation is coming around saying that he's been identified or he's misidentified. And I think really we just need to wait for an official statement at this point. Because there's a lot of finger pointing going on. I've seen probably three or four different faces that have been put out trying to claim that, the suspect is this guy or the suspect is that guy. I haven't seen an actual confirmed name that came out. I saw that he was misidentified. Now I'm hearing something else. So I'm just going to wait for the actual PD's official statement. There's too many people, in my opinion, trying to get way ahead of it, trying to come out. This is the suspect. Let me share this up over in the Discord so that you guys can see that particular screen and get that up and play it.
Shoot me! Shoot me!
What's that?
We don't know if it's him or not.
Hey, leave it.
Shoot me! Shoot me!
What's that?
We don't know if it's him or not.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, he's just literally walking around saying, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me. And the one guy is being accurate. Go ahead.
Okay, we do 10-second tinfoil. There's a video of Charlie throwing hats before he started speaking, and it tilts. Like the crowd and the building and like that.
Yeah.
So I've
out.
Been trying to
send it.
I've been trying to, like based off the video that you sent me, the very close video of the angle of the shooting, I've been trying to see on other footage from before or just in general, what's on that angle, that height and that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And if somebody's there, close I just spotted something, a little, tinfoil here. I'm going to send it to you before I actually go off there, but so the camera tilts, it's not very clear, but it looks to me that there's a dude there on the rooftop that
did you just DM it to me so I can get it on the screen? Did you do that?
Yes, on X. On X.
So I'll tell you the I'm time hearing to stop it at. Hold on, wait a minute. Before we do that, I just got sent something that said pronounced dead. Hold on. I want to verify that. This is so screwed up. Give me a sec, please. I just got sent that message from somebody that knows people. I don't see it.
Yeah, I still don't see anybody with a confirmed good source.
All right, so this one is stating it. This is, let me share it with you guys over there so you can read along.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, I think I have a video that would show the shooter in position.
Give me a sec, please. This is coming from Just the News. They are saying Charlie Kirk dead at 31 after shooting at a Utah event. Three officials confirm. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was shot on Wednesday at an event in Utah. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was shot on Wednesday at an event in Utah and has been confirmed dead at the age of 31. Multiple sources confirmed his passing to Just the News.
Kirk There's not a name attached to that.
It doesn't. I'm looking. We do know there. Let's see here. A single shot was fired on campus towards a visiting speaker. Police are investigating now. Suspect in custody. A school confirmed. We do know there was a shot fired from the top of the Losi Center. They confirmed. Someone appeared to be at the top of that building or somewhere inside. We don't know if they have been apprehended.
Bro, watch this video I just sent you. And I'm gonna go to second.
I can't do it, man. I'm closing Discord because I can't speak and be interrupted consistently on something that's this serious, man. I can't do it. It's really starting to anger me. It's starting to frustrate me. I'm doing my best to maintain my composure, and it's really starting to tick me off, guys. Like I ask that if you guys are up over there in the Discord and doing that, that as we're talking about these things, you guys don't interrupt. Like it's serious crap. Like I love you guys to death, man. But for the love of God, please let me do my job sometimes. Video footage showed Kirk speaking under a tent to a large crowd outdoors before being blown out of his stool. Kirk had been one of the most influential voices on the right in recent years, notably founding Turning Point USA chapters at universities across the country and hosting summits for young conservatives. This is coming from Ben Whedon. I'm going to go over there and check and see if Ben's got anything else that he's been put out to go do that. I'm double checking it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to see if anybody else is putting that out. Make sure, because if that is the case, obviously that is huge news. And yep, yeah, I got a lot of people coming in at me with this stuff. Yep, Real America's Voice is now putting out, and they are a pretty dang reliable news source. Real America's Voice is putting out that Charlie Kirk has passed. They put that out about 20 minutes ago. I don't know if that's true. I'm going to actually listen in and see what they're saying.
Children, but for all of our children, I remember the time when Charlie first started Turning Point USA, and there was nowhere for conservative kids on college campuses to turn. There was no one who had their backs.
Corrupting people, killing people.
They've had this.
And there is aren't sure if they're coming home at night when they go out to protect their communities. And there's a reason why we have a Second Amendment. We need to pray first, but we as the leaders of our households and our nation need to be ready to stand up. And there is a time for that. And I think back to the Black Robe Regiment. We are divided as a nation. My first prayer is that Jesus comes back, that we shine the light. But there also needs to be justice. Mm-hmm. We cannot allow this to continue. This restorative justice, this nonsense the left peddles, this idea that mentally ill, demonic people have a right to live in society amongst honorable, God-fearing people that respect life. There's something drastic. Many drastic things need to happen, and we can't be afraid to do it. And first, and the most important thing is we can't be afraid to say the truth into these liars' faces that call what you...
I'm just trying to listen in and figure out where they did, because the screen changes here from being shot to being assassinated. So they're about to make the announcement on how they have it. I want to hear it.
I'm going to continue to shine the light, and I'm going to defeat you.
Yeah, that's it. That's where the shock turns into... anger. You get it's a stage of grief, really. First of all, Fox is reporting Charlie in critical condition. Again, we don't know that. We don't have that. Just telling you what's being put out there on the airwaves. Can you show the truth post that Trump posted about Charlie Kirk? I'll let Gina jump in on this. We must all pray for Charlie Kirk, who's been shot. Great guy from top to bottom. God bless him. On Truth, Gina. Also, J.D. Vance.
Dear God, that super chat that just came in. Chris Godkin says, it's confirmed Charlie has passed, coming from his manager to my dad, his business partner. God be with his family.
Tweeted as well, the administration's got their eyes on this, and I'm positive, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. President Trump has been such a strong leader against crime from the very beginning, and I think that might mean all of us are in a lot more danger than we thought. And, you know, this doesn't just happen to prominent speakers in the conservative movement or presidents. You know, my husband, a former senator from Missouri, had on a Blue Lives Matter bracelet, walked into a pizza joint, was beaten beyond recognition, almost killed by just a savage gang of people who wanted the police defunded. You know, and so this happens. I can't help but feel
control room.
It's right. It's Solomon put it up. They're, it's on Just the News.
They're reporting, John Solomon's reporting on Just the News that he's passed. Yes. Is this what I'm hearing? Yes. Can I get here? I
mean, yes.
Yes. Wow. Right here. We're having this moment, guys. Let's go around the horn, Gene. Continue on the.
So they're using that same source that I just had up, saying it's confirmed he has passed. This John Solomon, the guy that ended up writing this article for Just the News. I'm going to be honest, I'm not familiar with them. John Solomon on Just the News reported it. We have this article over here that's reporting it. And then we just had somebody drop a super chat that said him and his dad are business partners, and his manager did say he had passed. Chris Godkin came in and he said that Charlie Kirk has been confirmed as passed. Came from his manager to my dad, his business partner. Shabrizi became a new true supporter. Per the Associated Press, person taken into custody after Charlie Kirk was shot in Utah is not believed to be the shooting suspect. Cletus said it just got reported that the shooter is still out there. Jude Chase is just saying unbelievable. Chris said his dad's his business partner and he's going to have an update soon. Before that. Two Toes Gaming guy's name. I'm not reading that one because that ended up not being it. Now I'm seeing you guys tell me that Trump ended up posting on it, so I'm going over there to confirm that. It's come out from the President of the United States of America. The great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead. No one understood or had a heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me. Now he's no longer with us, Melania, and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife, Erica, and family. Charlie, we love you. Newsmax is now reporting it. I see that down in the chat as well. Looks like Breitbart as well. Hold on. Sean Radio, I'm sorry, Sean Hannity, I got told, also confirmed it. And there's sick bastards that are out there celebrating his death. Wow. I'm speechless, to be honest. Yeah, his wife and kids, man. I mean, it's sad, to be honest. It's just sad. yeah. Lord asks that you just look over his family right now and be with them. Amen. This allegedly is what MSNBC ended up putting out. Of course, you're going to spin on me. Why wouldn't you do that? MSNBC apparently had some pretty despicable things to say. Doesn't surprise me at all. I'm going to do some research on this. I'm going to look into it. I do have phone calls I need to make because of this. It's sad, man. Charlie Kirk's dead. Confirmed dead. President of the United States put it out. MSM outlets, everybody's putting it out. No, the moderate right did not die with Charlie Kirk. I hope that people actually take a stance. And I think that this event is going to be very solidifying for the moderate right. I think that this is going to open up a new angle for Americans. I think Americans are finally going to start speaking up. And I think it's that time. I think you are about to see a huge change in this country. A huge change in this country. That man had a solid voice, and he was constantly not speaking from a horrible place, but speaking from a place of goodness. Again, President of the United States has confirmed Charlie Kirk died. I got some phone calls that I need to make. Thank you, Sarah. Ladies and gentlemen, if I didn't get to your super chat today, I do apologize. Normally I'm pretty good about reading them off. This is just not acceptable. This is not okay. Try not to get caught up in all of the crap that's floating around out there on the internet. Wait for some facts to come out about it. Because there is going to be all sorts of misinformation floating around. I've already seen people throwing around that it was a transgender. I've seen people throwing names out there of who it was. I've seen lots of people throwing everything else out. And now we're hearing that the suspect isn't in custody. So ladies and gentlemen, just wait. Just wait until you hear some news coming out, because everybody's going to do their absolute best to get in front of this and try to throw things out as if they know exactly what it is. I'm telling you right now, they don't. So wait for the information to come out, ladies and gentlemen. With that being said, I'm going to take a break. Like I said, I got to take off soon. Do not let this silence you. Do not let these events silence you from saying what's right. If anything, this event should have you speaking up more. And yeah, I do blame a lot of MSM. I do blame a lot of people that are out there pushing false narratives. And this is what makes things so dangerous. This is what makes pushing that false narrative of genocide that we just listened about so dang dangerous, because you inflame people and you cause violent attacks like this to take place. And I even told you that crap like this was coming. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to the channel, please like and support us. Peace, love, happiness. God bless.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.